morning. My guest this morning is Tara Thompson. She is the arts coordinator for the City of Santa Rosa. That's a great title. Good morning, Tara.
Good morning. Thank you.
We are talking about something called Downtown Connect. This sounds like a very important item coming up. So talk about exactly what Downtown Connect is.
Sure, I'd love to. And thanks for having me. Downtown Connect is a new public art project for the City of Santa Rosa. That is our kickoff project for our newly adopted public art master plan. A lot of the arts community has been involved with the development of the plan over the last 2 years. And one of the fun things we get to do now is actually start seeing new art pop up around town.
Boy.
So so this is the first one of those, and there will be many more to come. But the idea behind Downtown Connect is really to connect the different parts of downtown Santa Rosa. We have a mall and a freeway that kind of bisect our downtown. We also have kind of the southern part of downtown near Juilliard Park, which is a great arts community there.
Right.
And then we also have the Sonoma County Museum up on 7th Street. So there's kind of this diagonal diamond shape in downtown where there's some areas that don't always get connected by normal pedestrian traffic. So one of the goals with this project is to connect those areas of downtown with interesting new art installations. And so the Art and Public Places Committee has selected 4 artists to install projects this fall. I could just go through briefly to describe them for you. One of the artists' name is Bud Snow. She's done murals around Santa Rosa and all up and down the Pacific Northwest. Her pieces will be 4 animal-themed, almost like totem pole pieces on buildings around downtown, as large scale as we can find a place for them.
They are just shining those on the Empire State Building. Have you seen
I
that?
I saw that. Yeah, I know. That was kind of a cool art-themed installation. Yeah, so her murals will be spread around downtown with the idea that you can kind of walk from different parts of downtown looking for her murals. Another project will be done by Jenny Harp and Brianne Trammell. They're doing a mural-type installation as well, but they're doing very abstract silkscreen designs on paper that will be wheat-pasted to cement surfaces around town to lighten up the or enliven a pedestrian experience of walking through downtown.
Uh-huh, great.
We have another artist coming up from Southern California. Her name's Kelly Whitmer, and she'll be doing 9 small-scale sculptural installations of handmade ceramic tile. So the idea is that you can kind of find these little groupings of the tile around town and follow a trail through downtown, which is kind of fun.
An art trail.
An art trail. And then the last artist is Caleb Adam Hay. He works with Touch Fab. It's a collective group associated with Chimera in Sebastopol. And his piece will be a large 12-foot-tall sunflower that has solar panel components and LED lights within it where it will light up at night. So we're really excited about that piece. And for all of these pieces, we are looking for appropriate locations for them. We're working with the artists right now and potential property owners where we could install these. So
I have noticed in communities all over that suddenly they are all growing arts districts.
Yes. They spring up organically, for sure. We have a very organic one ourselves in the SOFA neighborhood.
I know. It's just wonderful.
It's beautiful. And, you know, the City of Santa Rosa has a larger scale arts district that the City Council kind of determined back in 2007, which encompasses all of downtown. So we do some programming related to that as well.
It's easy to see how there can be a major downtown art district, but yet smaller areas within that district that evoke certain sorts of ideas about art.
Yeah, exactly. And they all have their own character. And I think one of the goals with this project is to connect those different areas, connect the SOFA Arts District with the museum area, Railroad Square, West End District. They all have their own character. And we'd like people to go walk around downtown and find these pieces to celebrate that.
And I assume let you know what you think of them.
Of course.
What they think of them.
That all has to do with the art process, of course.
Right, right. And very important. Now's the time, I think, to tell people that the next time you are downtown and note the art that is appearing before your very eyes, you can call Tara at 543-4512 or go online to srcity.org/arts. Thanks for coming in, Tara.
Thank you so much.
And thank you for listening. I'm Roland Giacopetti on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight. Have a great day. Thank you.